There are reasons that I have faith, that I believe in God and I believe in Jesus. Of course, there is the Bible, which I accept to be the Word of God. But I can discern that this world was created, was engineered, and that there is someone who's in control of everything. Up is always up, down is always down. The forces of nature work in a certain way, and they always work in that way. Even when they seem to change, there is a reason that they change. They operate by physical laws. And the complexity of our universe and of the life that it contains, it is obvious to me that someone created it. Someone's in control. And so I believe that there is a God. And from that, I find his revelation in the Bible, and I come to faith in Jesus Christ. The disciples were confronted with this creator person, someone they did not expect. It's found in Luke, the 8th chapter, and the 22nd verse. Now it came to pass on a certain day that Jesus went into a ship with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go over unto the other side of the lake." And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and were in danger. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're perishing." Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, "Where is your faith?" And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, "What manner of man is this? For he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." You see, they were confronted by a person who was in control of nature, of the physical laws of the universe. And they had to ask a question. What kind of a person is this that commands the winds and the water and they obey him? Well, the obvious answer is God with us. It's Emmanuel, the one who was promised. And when we follow Jesus, we follow the Creator. We follow the one in whom all of us have our origin and being. The Apostle John wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing that has been made was made. In him was life, and that life was a light of men." Follow the light of Jesus Christ. He is God with us. He came to be with us, to sacrifice for us, and to lead us into eternal life. Have faith in him. Father, I thank you for the blessings of creation. You created all of this through Jesus Christ. You are in control of nature. And when we set our lot with you, we can be confident that if Jesus said, "You shall have eternal life for believing, repentance, and confession, and faith, receiving Jesus," that we will have eternal life. We will have eternal life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.